Hi and welcome to my first Stock Spotlight discussions via Clubhouse room in my first time as host as well. For introductions, my name is Humphrey Peterson and could say I'm between a mid-level to advanced self-thought software engineer with a fair amount of knowledge on UX design and research. I reside in Ghana at the moment, and previously I'd worked as an international consultant or independent contractor in tech for 8 years. I recently founded and building a software company called Tivity Inc., which primarily focuses on developing web apps for education, because I love to teach when I get the opportunity to. That's that for introductions, and here in today's discussions, we shall be looking at what constitutes or goes into the UX of a world-class sales page as we have it in the public. As in the topic, yeah, above the room in Clubhouse. Now, the first time I had to take a thorough look into what derives sales from a web page was when I was hired freelance to build a website for a New Jersey-based company in 2016. It was an awesome journey and experience, so I was hired to redesign and make over a website that wasn't converting or poor at conveying the owner's sales message. In this period, I saw and understood something clear. The owners were very keen on having a professional copywriter do their content for them. I didn't know at first the value in that. Over here, I just wanted to do a great job, so I improvised often, till I realized I spent too long coming up with texts that were going to be replaced with something the owners considered more professional copywriting, yeah. And so we worked concurrently while waiting for the copywriter's material. When I got hold of those and put next to mine, I saw the two were not so much different. But what I realized after reading through the whole piece got me convinced that they got their money's worth. I also got lessons on how to copyright and been practicing. Although both content meant the same, one had a punch to it, like makes you want to do something, makes you want to take action by the diction and choice of vocabulary. This was the experience I got from then forwards, and have been regurgitating over and over again. Oh my word, the experience. Yes, the experience you get from the visual flow of information when using a product, be it tangible physical product or digital intangible product and services, through their user interface or media, is what is termed as user experience, I believe, popularly shortened as UX. UX research in my case would then be to conduct research, the process of conducting research by brainstorming with focus groups and using earlier forms of a product to elicit views on how useful or helpful a product might be with regards to solving a predetermined problem or any problem with a flow of inputs through an interface. Now back to the topic. You might have realized from what I shared earlier that I mentioned and explained the term UX. It's different from the term UX design because design is a process. Yes, good quality UX may contribute to driving sales on a world-class website, but essentially cannot undermine the value that good copywriting adds to the overall UX design in this special case. So by observations, I noticed that there are some essential components of a good quality, world-class sales page. And this is what I'd like to share and also seek to know your take. They are five in number. One is UX design, and two is professional copywriting. Three is length of scroll, and I'll go over them in a bit. Four is social proof, and five is authenticity. These are what I've observed in recent times, and yes, I would like to learn from you as well what you've observed or experienced that you can say are good qualities of world-class sales pages. Let's talk about this. You just can raise your hands, join in if you feel obliged. If you want to join in, like, it's open. And yeah, or if you're listening on a podcast, you can answer the question. I will pick that up and complete this one. Should you want to, should you feel obliged, and like, cause yeah, if you have any experience in these things, you'd like to share, and we've got a whole lot of others following on Twitter that would like to quality contribute and would like to hear from you. So I will be picking up on that again, and we'll be completing this podcast as in we get more, we get that coming in. All right, thank you very much for listening, and yeah, the question is over to you. What have you observed? Thank you very much for listening, and God bless you. Catch you in the next one. And bye-bye for now.